I'm Mike Marilla.
Former Attorney General during the Trump era, Bill Barr, may testify before the January 6th committee. Some members of Congress seem permanently rattled by what happened at the Capitol riot. They just may not be letting on. We'll talk to the author of a new book about that coming up. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. An emotional prayer service is held in Buffalo, New York, after last weekend's deadly mass shooting at a supermarket. The Reverend Al Sharpton was in attendance. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
The pain and sorrow and anger continues. Mark Talley's mother, Geraldine, was one of those killed.
It's like Groundhog Day. Like, how many times have we seen a young white supremacist, they post on a far-right social media site what they plan on doing, what type of people they hate, who they want to target?
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The lawyer for the 18-year-old suspect has entered a not guilty plea to first-degree murder. Oklahoma lawmakers send to the governor a bill prohibiting all abortions with few exceptions. KWTV-TV's Storm Jones reports.
And Governor Kevin Stitt has promised to sign any piece of pro-life legislation that makes it to his desk. The most recent piece of legislation makes exceptions to save the life of a pregnant woman, as well as in cases of rape, sexual assault, or incest, but only when first reported to law enforcement.
Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the bill. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that she endorsed the vote by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices to expand eligibility for COVID-19 vaccine booster doses. She says children ages 5 through 11 should receive a Pfizer booster dose at least 5 months after their primary series. Some relief on the way for parents who've been having a tough time finding baby formula. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
The federal government says its first flights of formula from Europe to the U.S. are expected within days. And CBS News has learned the first plane will go from Zurich to Indiana. There will be enough for 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles on board.
The siege of Mariupol, Ukraine, ending with that country's forces being taken prisoner by Russians, has left the decimated city in Moscow's hands. CBS's MTS Taieb in Ukraine notes there are worries about what will happen to the troops who held out for a couple of months in a giant steel mill.
Ukrainian fighters, around 1,700 now, have surrendered to Russia. For them, it's an agonizing end to one of the longest and most dramatic battles since the war in Ukraine began 85 days ago. They now face an unknown fate.
CBS's Jim Crisula with some food for thought.
Eating a bowl of cranberries, if your taste buds can handle the tartness, may improve memory and ward off dementia. That's according to researchers in Europe. Volunteers who ate a powdered version of the bitter-tasting fruit had better memory recall after 4 months. Those same people also saw their bad cholesterol levels drop about 10%.
This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
11:03 on Thursday, May 19, 2022. 76 degrees, lows expected in the mid-50s. Good evening to you. I'm Liz Anderson. The top local stories we're following this hour. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says he wants to restore excellence in education. His new mission follows a report that's critical of the Commonwealth's schools, saying they are in a deep decline. And today, the governor laid out his plans to improve education.
Youngkin's plan includes revising standards of accreditation for schools, supporting magnet and charter schools, and updating history content standards.
We will teach all of our history, the good and the bad.
Also, to protect freedom of speech.
We will provide training on facilitating these tough discussions and these uncomfortable topics with civility, with grace, and without judgment.
In saying there will be historic investments in education,
we will give teachers meaningful raises.
Youngkin also points out, however, the General Assembly has not yet passed a budget. Christy King, WTOP News.
A woman tells police she was sexually assaulted by a surgical assistant in Olney during the removal of her wisdom teeth. She says it happened about a year ago, actually more than a year ago, and now Montgomery County Police have made an arrest in that case.
The woman was having the procedure at the Olney Center for Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery back on April the 5th of last year when she says a surgical tech groped and sexually assaulted her when he assumed she was still asleep. According to court documents, she was awake during what happened and after leaving got herself swabbed for DNA at a hospital and called police. That surgical tech, Mir Asadullah Naqvi, denied any wrongdoing last year, according to police, but this month DNA linked him to the crime. Naqvi faces several sex offense charges and remains held without bond. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
An investigation at a Charles County high school after a Confederate flag is found on the main flagpole at La Plata High. JROTC cadets found it this morning. It was promptly taken down. A letter from Principal Douglas Dolan to the school community says school administrators later learned students are sharing photos of the raised flag on social media. The letter says it's especially disturbing after the deadly shooting in Buffalo, New York. Admin officials are reviewing school camera footage and talking with students who may know more about the incident. Those responsible will be disciplined by the school, the letter says, and they could also face police charges. Charles County Superintendent of Schools Dr. Maria Navarro describes the incident as cowardly and says it won't deter them in the school district from providing a safe and welcoming learning environment. The total abundance of blue crab in the Chesapeake Bay is the lowest since Maryland and Virginia started keeping track. Now scientists have to figure out why.
227 million sounds like a lot, but the 2022 Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey recorded the lowest abundance of crabs in over 30 years.
Contributing to that low number is a decline in the adult female population and 28 million males, which is the lowest abundance estimate since the start of the survey as well.
Allison Colden, senior fisheries scientist at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, says several ecosystem factors could be contributing to these lower numbers, such as water quality and available habitat. But it'll take time to pinpoint the cause.
So in the meantime, we also need to double down on our efforts to improve habitat quality in the Chesapeake Bay, which is through implementing Chesapeake Bay cleanup efforts, which are already underway.
Sarah Jacobs, WTOP News.
The foundation says Maryland's Department of Natural Resources will also be working with partners in Virginia and the Potomac River Fisheries Commission to manage this year's crabbing season for conservation. Your Metro commute could be improving in weeks or months. Metro says its 7,000 series rail cars are still on schedule to return this summer. It says this week it installed the first automated inspection system to test the wheel sets of the newer rail cars. Those wheel sets have been a focus ever since a derailment on the Blue Line in Arlington back in October. But a plan Metro turned over to the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission does not include the use of such automated systems. Plans for using those sensors will have to be turned over separately. Overall, the commission says it has no objections to the plan to bring back the rail cars as long as there are new and improved safety inspection tools and procedures. Coming up after traffic and weather, New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin talks about the new book he co-wrote, This Will Not Pass, and why GOP leaders didn't cut ties with then-President Trump after the Capitol riot. It's 1107.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metro.